Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include Florentine Opera of Milwaukee, La Lingerie, and Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts, proud sponsors of WPR programs. Your business can join our ever-growing list of contributors. More information at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-law.com.
Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, we mark a milestone. It is the 10th year of our annual summer tradition as we welcome once again into our Wisconsin Public Radio studios the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, direct from Miami Beach to central Wisconsin, to perform live selections from this year's South Beach Up North Tour. With us again this year on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews. On violin, Sarah Schreffler and UW Stevens Point's Oscar Soler. On viola, Kenneth Martinson. And joining us for the first time this year, Lie Tanaka. She normally plays piano, but we do not have a piano with us today. Lie, though, will be sharing some of her thoughts on the endearing and enduring qualities of chamber music. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble's Up North Tour is being sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio. They perform Saturday, July 11th and Sunday, July 19th at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street, Wausau. They perform Friday, July 17th at St. John's Episcopal Church, 330 McClellan Street, Wausau. The group will be joined for those performances by double bassist Cindy Blandino. For the next hour, Michael and his musicians will be performing highlights from those upcoming shows. He often has some surprises for us in addition to the traditional classical selections. In past years, South Beach has performed the music of Cole Porter, Ira Gershwin, and even Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles, and Lady Gaga. As we listen to their rendition of Begin the Begin, which was performed a few years back here on Route 51, and because of the special nature of this morning's program, we will not be taking phone calls. Michael, you've been doing this tour for 10 years now, and we are very proud that we've been able to spend each of those years with you with a live radio show on Route 51.
It's really great to be back, Glenn. It's always wonderful to come up to Wausau, and especially this year, which is a little chilly for us, but we're enjoying it immensely.
Well, tell us what's on tap for the three shows that are coming up. Let's start with this coming Saturday, July 11th at 7 p.m. at the First UU Church, 504 Grant Street, and you've got Mozart on the Move once again. What's that all about?
Well, Mozart on the Move is a concept we created several years ago in Miami Beach, and that started out as pop-up concerts, just short little concerts, more informal, actually more varied. It's not your typical Mozart string quartet and Brahms string quartet, but really mix it up with Beatles and Lady Gaga and even Jimi Hendrix like we did once here. So this year we're doing tangos. We're doing there's a Cuban composer, Le Cuona. We're doing a Siboney. We're doing a Gershwin lullaby. We're even doing a Handel overture.
And there is an admission charge for that performance?
For that concert only, it's $10 at the door.
And you're inviting people to bring a picnic basket with
them?
Yeah,
it's going to be in the atrium of the UU Church, and they can bring picnic baskets. They can bring a folding chair. They can bring a bottle of their favorite wine and have a good time.
And then next Friday, July 17th, that's not this coming Friday, tomorrow, but the Friday after this one, at 7:30 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal, 330 McClellan Street in Wausau, and that's a free show. Tell us about that.
That is free, and we've done a concert in the sanctuary before at the St. John Church, and we love the acoustics there. It's all wooden interior, and it really makes for great listening, and we also enjoy performing with the acoustics. We're doing Brahms and Gina Stera.
And then finally, next Sunday, not this coming Sunday, but the Sunday after that, July 19th at noon, you're back at the First UU Church with another free show.
Right. We're also doing In the Sanctuary of UU. We're bringing back the Schubert Trout Quintet with our great friend Cindy Blandino, bass player. And we actually played the Schubert the first year, so we're bringing back sort of fond memories of past times. And the Goetz we've also played before. The Goetz is a wonderful German romantic piece.
Well, this wouldn't be possible without the many sponsors that you have in the Wausau area, and so you don't have to do that. I'm going to read them all out for those of you who are interested in keeping chamber music alive. These are the folks who are making it possible. The Community Arts Grant Program of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, with funds provided by the Wisconsin Arts Board, which is a state agency, the Community Foundation, and the B.A. and Esther Greenheck Foundation. Additional support is provided by City Pages, Families First, St. John's Episcopal Church, Habish, Habish & Rotier, Yankee Bookstore, the Jefferson Street Inn, the Northwoods Goldsmith, UMR, the Wausau Conservatory of Music, the Wausau Daily Herald, Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Everest Inn. Another great lineup of community organizations supporting live chamber music in Wausau. It's a very special thing.
Yeah, some of them have been with us for 10 years. We really appreciate their support.
Michael, let's get right into the music. That's what people are listening for this morning. What are we going to hear from you first?
Well, the first thing we're doing is from a selection from our string quartet program next Friday, and it's Brahms, and Brahms wrote three string quartets. And this is the first movement of Opus 51, number 2, the Allegro Non Troppo.
Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble live on Route 51 in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios on the first stop of this year's Up North Tour. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. We will be back with more live music and lively conversation after these short words.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Wesley Heating and Cooling, TDS Custom Construction, and the Mead Witter Foundation. You, too, can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Northwind Renewable Energy of Stevens Point, designing and installing solar systems, highly efficient wood boiler systems, and providing deep energy retrofits to buildings. Northwind's project portfolio is available at northwindre.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. We're back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble up for their Up North Tour from Miami Beach with Michael Andrews. And what you are listening to is a live recording in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios from a few years back when they featured Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze in their repertoire. Michael, you like to mix things up a bit and present concerts that some people would not be expecting in terms of the musical choices.
We do. Sometimes there's a misconception of chamber music as sort of boring and dull and stuffy, and we think playing Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze is not stuffy at all.
We didn't think it was stuffy either, and it was amazing to a lot of the people who listened to that. They were certain, hearing that live performance, that you had amplifiers set up here, and we had the violins and the cellos and the violas plugged into special effects pedals and all sorts of things, but that was
right.
Just the musicians actually making those sounds with their fingers.
It was, and especially Sarah. She was great at special effects on her violin. She's just really brilliant.
And Sarah is with us today, Sarah Schreffler, along with Oscar Soler and Ken Martinson, and Lie Tanaka, who is the newest member of the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. We'll be talking to all of them in just a few minutes. But first, Michael, what else do we have on the musical agenda this morning?
Well, our next segment, we're going to do a little bit from our Mozart on the Move. And I'm hoping people won't be horrified when they come on Saturday because we're not doing any Mozart. So we're sort of mixing it up there. We're doing some Handel. But so I'm hoping people can get a handle on that. But we're doing some opera arias. But I also wanted to feature some high school students. We always work with high school kids, high school string players. And I want to really thank the Wausau Conservatory for the work they're doing in with music and teaching young people because they're doing a great job. And Pat Langer at the school with their camp. But I wanted to also let...
And you taught for a while at the Wausau Conservatory.
I did. When I first came back from Venezuela, I taught, and I also have taught in the past with their summer camp. But I wanted to highlight, they're not here today, but I wanted to let you know that we're having four really great high school kids, Hannah Lang and Carrie Scheinost on violin, and Harrison Green on viola, and Ariana Thau on cello. So we'll be working with them. They'll be playing the whole second half of Mozart on the Move.
And what are we about to hear?
We're going to be doing two selections. We're doing Puccini, Quando Men Vo from La Boheme, and also Nessun Dorma.
Can we? Do you want to play both selections back to back, or do you want to stop in the middle, or what's your preference?
Whatever you'd like to do. If you have a burning question or something.
Why don't we stop in the middle, talk a little bit to the musicians, and then we'll pick up the second selection.
That sounds great.
Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Michael, this must feel good to you. It's been the 10th year. You started a tradition 10 years ago. We helped you start it. We're tickled to death that we're still part of it. And people have really gotten used to looking forward to this as a break in the middle of the summer.
They really have. And we really thank the Community Foundation and Gene Tihan. They were the people that sort of nurtured us every year. And we're really happy to have them as partners every year.
Well, let's talk to some of the musicians. Sarah, I'm going to start with you, and that's your microphone right over there. Sarah Schreffler, you've been concert master of Musica Nova in Phoenix, and you've performed as a soloist with the Musica Nova Baroque Orchestra. You're also on the faculty of the Arizona School for the Arts. So Arizona is where you call home?
Yes, it is. I've lived in Phoenix for about 13, 14 years.
But you take the time to make it to Wausau for the Up North Tour every year.
Yeah, it's my summer home now.
What do you find attractive or beautiful about chamber music? What makes this kind of music special?
I think it has a certain intimacy amongst the musicians, and we communicate in ways that are harder to do in larger groups. Also, I love its versatility and the ability that we have to play in really any kind of venue.
And Oscar Soler, you're a native of Caracas, Venezuela. You serve on the faculty of the Suzuki Center at UW-Stevens Point. You also studied at the Cleveland Institute of Music and were on the faculty at the Cleveland School for the Arts and also the Boulder Suzuki Strings. It's a long, long way from Caracas, Venezuela to UW-Stevens Point.
Yes, it is. It's been a few years since I've been back, actually.
Now, did you first run into Michael in Venezuela?
No, I never did. It's funny because I found out about his Venezuelan adventures after I met him. And it was an instant connection, and it was really fun to get to know the fact that he was in Venezuela, and we shared that connection.
Having a background in Latin American culture growing up there, does it give you a different approach toward classical music? People often think that classical music is kind of a static form and that the individual musician doesn't have much of an influence on how it's played. Is that true or not?
People ask me that, and I'm not sure that is so true. Certainly, I guess I have a strong sense of rhythm and I can dance. But in terms of classical music, I think anybody can learn to appreciate and listen and even learn to play an instrument in the classical tradition if they choose to.
And we're also welcoming back with us again today Ken Martinson on viola. Ken, you're from Madison. You're the president of the International Viola Society and the owner of Gems Music Publications. This is a company devoted to promoting rare and previously out-of-print viola scores. Tell us about that.
Well, I started my company in 2008. It was mostly out of a frustration of having to play the same viola pieces over and over again. And I was very aware that there were a lot of unusual rare gems out there for us to play, but they just weren't available. They were buried in some library or just never realized they were still in a manuscript. So rather than wait for other publishers to go ahead and publish these pieces, I decided to start my company and make these available to violists internationally.
Is this something you do in a warehouse or in your house, or do you actually have retail space in Madison?
It's always been in my apartment. The storage space has been in my bedroom, actually.
Well, that's a nice thing about the internet. You can set up shop wherever you want to.
Absolutely.
What do you find attractive about the sound of the viola as opposed to the sound of the violin or the sound of the cello?
Well, it's certainly a darker, I would say even a richer sound than the violin. It's, I don't know, I guess more brown if I had to make a color to it. It's, maybe not quite as full as the cello, but certainly can be as virtuosic as if it needs to be.
Well, you certainly proved that. and Lie Tanaka, you're You're new to the Route 51 show. This is the first year that we've had you here.
Yes.
And you got your bachelor's of music at UW Stevens Point, so
yes.
You're familiar with the area. You're pursuing a master's at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. In 2011, you were a finalist at Wisconsin Public Radio's Neil Silva Young Artist Competition, performing in a piano trio. We weren't able to fit a piano into our studio today, but we're glad that we found space for you.
Yes, yes, I'm glad that I'm here and talking with and listening to these amazing musicians.
You're a native of Japan?
Yes, I am.
How did you end up in the United States?
Oh, that's going to be a long story.
Well, give me the Cliff Note version.
Okay, well, I met this amazing teacher. His name is Rafi Visalian. He taught at UWSP, and I met him in Japan, and he said, "Do you want to come study with me?" So I said, yes. And I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know what Stevens Point was going to look like, but I came here. It was beautiful. There was a lot of nature. It was different from Japan. People were so nice, and I ended up loving it so much. And that's why I chose Minnesota as my grad school, because I wanted to be close to Wisconsin.
Are you going to go back to Japan eventually? Are you going to stay in America, or are you going to have dual citizenship?
I would like to stay in America. I love going back to Japan here and there, which I unfortunately haven't been able to go back there for a very, very long time. But something about America that makes me feel that this is where I want to be and this is where I belong to.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Me too.
Michael, you put together a great set of musicians again, and Cindy Blandino, who has been with us on previous shows, is not with us today, but she will be joining you this weekend.
She will be arriving soon, and we're going to pick up your daughter's bass, because she loves playing your daughter's bass.
That's right. My daughter, Melody, has a double bass, and she's living in Seattle, but the bass is living with us. And Cindy doesn't like traveling with the bass. It's a challenge on airlines. So we're happy to provide it for you every year.
We appreciate it.
Michael, what's next on the agenda here?
Well, we're going to end up with another Puccini aria, and this is Nessun Dorma from Turandot.
Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live on Wisconsin Public Radio's Route 51. Thank you. That was beautiful. Michael Andrews, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Once again, we are not taking phone calls today because of the special nature of this program. We invite you to sit back and listen and enjoy the live chamber music, whether you're at work or you're in your car, or hopefully you're relaxing somewhere and you're able to turn up the stereo and get the full effect. And again, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, this year's tour, this coming Saturday, July 11th, 7 p.m. at the First UU Church, 504 Grant Street, with Mozart on the Move. That is a $10 admission. And then next Friday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal, 330 McClellan Street in Wausau. That's a free show featuring string quartets. And next Sunday, July 19th at noon, they're back at the First UU Church in the Sanctuary in a free show with piano quintets. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back with more after this short break.
Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include Minnesota Marine Art Museum, College of St. Scholastica, and Paisan's Portabella. Your business can join our ever-growing list of contributors. More information at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Northwind Renewable Energy of Stevens Point, designing and installing solar systems, highly efficient wood boiler systems, and providing deep energy retrofits to buildings. Northwind's project portfolio is available at northwindre.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. We're back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, Michael Andrews and his entourage back in Wausau, direct from Miami Beach, with their 10th annual Up North Tour, and we are so happy to be a part of it. Michael, we are listening to a piece of music that you performed here live a few years ago that many people just refer to as the theme to the Civil War, the Ken Burns documentary. It's an indication of how chamber music has really, despite the fact that a lot of people don't think it influences our culture, it has influenced our culture in very profound ways and continues to do so.
It has. You know, even the Beatles use strings, and Kanye West. I mean, everybody uses strings when they want a really lush sound.
And as always, you're mixing things up a little bit. We're going to play a short piece now with some Latin influence. Tell us about that.
This is a tango. It's probably one of the most famous unknown tangos. People know it, but they don't know the name. It's called La Comparsita.
Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Thank you. Michael Andrews in the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. You know, Michael, I think we've got room for that other short piece, looking at the time. Is that too much of a mix-up for you folks?
That would be great. Si Bonet by Lin Kuan. He's one of the most famous Cuban composers. South Beach Chamber Ensemble. You're listening to Sarah Schreffler on violin, Oscar Soler on violin, Ken Martinson on viola, and Michael Andrews on cello. Lie Tanaka will be joining the group on piano, and Cindy Blandino on double bass as they continue their Up North tour. Michael, I'm going to ask you a couple of the same questions that I ask you every year, but they're important questions. So, we're going to get to them once again. Tell us why chamber music is so unique, so unusual, so warm, so intimate, and something that provides a little bit of an antidote for the craziness of today's fast-paced modern civilization. Well, I was just watching last night on Wisconsin Public TV. There was a show called First Peoples, and they were showing that 40,000 years ago, even the Neanderthals were involved in community, like music, making music, like with the wing bone of a hawk or something, making flutes. And they said on the show that the music provides bonding of the community. So 40,000 years ago, human beings were desperate for bonding of the community, and it takes away from conflict. It takes away from all kinds of, you know, horrible things. If you're playing music or listening to music, you're not doing harmful things.
And something about chamber music, too, unlike a full symphony or a symphonic band, or if you look at a rock concert where you've got, 50,000 watts of amplification up on a stage. This is really intimate living room music.
Well, and it's intimate music for anywhere. The music that we play is acoustic, so there's no amplification. And there's something about the sound waves going into the brain in a natural way, not amplified. It's more soothing to your body. It's also – it really helps your brain, whether you're playing music or listening to music. It really activates all the brain.
And you lose something when you put music through an amplifier. The sound coming out of that speaker is not the same as the rich harmonic overtones that you get from an acoustic instrument.
Right. And also just being there, seeing the people close up, you really get a much different, more valuable experience.
Public school funding for the arts and music education, always precarious, but now, because of
a lot of the budget decisions that have been made in Wisconsin and elsewhere. We find funding to local schools being cut, and often, those local schools with no way to raise money end up cutting the arts and cutting music instead of cutting other things.
Right. I think it's a shame. The arts are very valuable, and we need more arts, more music, everything in the schools, and for adults too.
Let's make one more pitch for the lineup of concerts coming up on the Up North Tour. Again, it's this coming Saturday, July 11th, 7 p.m. at the First Universalist Unitarian Church, 504 Grant Street, with Mozart on the Move, a $10 admission for that performance. Then next Friday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal, 330 McClellan Street. That's a free show featuring string quartets. And then next Sunday, July 19th at noon, again back at the First UU Church in a free show in the sanctuary with piano quintets. Michael Andrews, thank you so much, and thank you to all of the musicians who are here today for making another very special hour for us here on Wisconsin Public Radio. What are we going to wrap things up with?
Well, we're going to end with a movement of the Brahms Quartet. We played the first movement to start. We're going to be ending with the slow movement, the Andante Moderato.
Michael Andrews and the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I want to thank today's guests, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, on cello, Wausau native and ensemble leader Michael Andrews, on violin, Sarah Schreffler and Oscar Soler, on viola, Kenneth Martinson, and joining us on piano, Lie Tanaka. Double bassist Cindy Blandino will be joining the group for the rest of the South Beach Up North Tour. If you'd like to find out more about the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, check out their website, SOBEChamberEnsemble.org. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, our on-air producer and audio engineer, Rick Ryer. Next week on Route 51, Rick will be sitting in for me with a show on the history of aviation in north central Wisconsin. And if you missed part of this show, you can hear it again in its entirety tomorrow, Friday evening at 7 o'clock on WHRM 90.9 FM, Wausau. It can also be downloaded at wpr.org/route51. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we're heading out of town.